I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show this Halloween. Come and get scared with us at the Winchester Mystery House. We are going to do a live Halloween broadcast from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. It's October 31st. That's right, on actual Halloween day. Come in costume. You'll have a chance to win some prizes. Enjoy breakfast provided by the Organic Coup while supplies last. So get there early. Make sure you get a little Organic Coup in your belly to start your day. Plus, Psycho Donuts is going to bring by some donuts. That sounds like a scary morning treat. Start your Halloween morning at San Jose's spookiest spot, the Winchester Mystery House.
And Yuzette's costume sounds smoking hot. You're going to want to see that
Did
in
you
person.
Say Catwoman? Did
Catwoman,
she...
the one, yeah. You remember that one.
I sure do.
Hubba hubba.
Yeah. There it is. She rocks a Catwoman like nobody's business. All right, we're going to start with the Billboard Hot 100. These are the very best songs in the country at this moment. I swear it. Swear to God.
Someone just wrote in and asked. Let me see if I can quickly access it. It's about the fact that I listen to the old podcast daily. Why can't we ever hear the noises in the background like the Friday music montage or the Radio Alice Report soundbite or the top 10 songs in the country? It's always quiet when you guys do those.
You put the you still put the top 10 songs without us singing?
No, there's new interns.
Oh, the new interns are just throwing that up there.
No, they know for the most part. It's just sometimes it's left in.
There's, you know, it, unfortunately, life is not fair. And some people somehow get away with third party audio and it, even in this company. Weird. And but we don't. So I guess because enough people listen that if someone complained about it, we'd wind up paying licensing fees. And God knows we can't do that. So...
Well, we also broadcast on the management floor for some reason.
Yes. Yep.
How did, when they rearranged this whole place, we ended up with management.
Yeah.
Right next to our offices.
Yeah.
Everybody else is partying downstairs on the second floor.
It's almost like they somehow ridded themselves of the management, and now they're having a party down there.
Right.
And we're up here, like, every time I walk out of them, I'm like, oh, boy, seems like all the big bosses are up here.
Yep.
Now. It's right here outside our door.
Yeah.
God, it makes it so relaxing to do a show.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we can't put in third-party audio. That's why you can't hear any of that stuff. Sorry. You know what you should do? Listen to the show live.
Right.
On radio.com, is it all in there?
Oh, it's all there on if you're listening live, correct.
Right, and but if you listen also, back to the podcast.
If you're watching the Looking Glass, it's all also there.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
But you know what's cool? Here's
what?
A little secret.
Give me a little secret.
If you want to watch the replays that Vaughn or Alex puts up, they're all there, too, all day. So if you can just...
Oh, so you just have the audio in the background.
You'll have everything there.
Right. The full show reruns over and over?
Every single day it loops. For today's show, it'll loop the entire show for today.
Do they leave in the stuff like when we come out of commercials or have to do a promo or something?
They'll leave all that in.
Yeah. It's all there.
It's a whole,
just uncut.
Right.
There you go. There's your tip.
Right.
Pro tip, everybody. RadioAlice.com/watch.
Let's never mention that again.
Never mention
before
it again.
Take it away from us.
Right. The management is going to be here any minute. What are you doing?
So you can find it. Don't lay there like a manatee.
Yeah.
Do a little search. You find the audio, and then there's the stuff in the background.
All right. Speaking of the very best songs in the whole wide world right now, well, at least in America, I guess. At number 100, Rich as Hell.
Woo!
Young Boy Never Broke Again. So we're going to skip up to number 10, which is also Young Boy Never Broke. Mm-hmm. But with Juice WRLD.
Yeah, but it's reversed.
It's a Juice WRLD song featuring Young Boy Never Broke. Uh-huh. It's called Bandit. Fabulous. Molly, huh? That's the thing. At number 9 is Lil Nas X, Panini. Oh, that's cute. At number 8 is Billie Eilish, Bad Guy. Duh. Oh, Justin Bieber's version. It's so funny. Just like everything is features and remixes and like music has changed so much.
Yeah, it has.
Anyway, there's Justin Bieber doing Billie Eilish. Bad guy. That's at number eight. Your favorite Lil Nerd, Lil Tecca. Ransom is number seven.
My favorite. Tony Danza. Interns may too take that out. I was just saying Danza.
Danza. Don't take it out. Leave
it in.
Okay.
Because when you just played Billie Eilish, I thought, man, that young lady on this current run.
She's such a good singer. Listen to her.
Although he's an example of someone that did the same thing. On a run in her youth, she is setting herself up for life. Right. So I was like, I wonder what she's worth.
Oh, did you look it up?
I looked it up.
What is Billie Eilish currently worth?
So what's your guess?
$8 million.
$6
million. Oh. Huh. I actually tried to guess conservatively. Although, look, she's, you know, one record and a big tour right now. I don't know how long that'll go on, but give her a couple years, right?
I
love
think
this song.
When she goes back into the studio, some record company's gonna go, yeah, we'll pay you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we'll give you a ton of dough.
Like it, like it.
I put this album on repeat, like everywhere I go.
You know, it's so funny. John walked into the room singing Bad Guy the other day. I'm like, how do you know that song? He goes, oh, well, you were talking about, I've been listening to that record. I'm like, everybody likes that record. Yeah. There
the
are
little
some
blurb on it is, she gained a following in 2016 when she released her debut single, Ocean Eyes, on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
So 2016 to now.
Is this Ocean Eyes?
That's correct.
This isn't on this record, is it?
It's not.
Do you know how old she is?
I think she's 17.
She is 17.
Yeah. So she's 14 when she did this. Her brother just recently did some... He's been doing some gigs too, Phineas.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually said that he is drawing from her performance stuff. Like, I guess she puts on a really great... She was really good on SNL. Like, she was in that box and kind of crawled around it. And, like, she does her weird, funky moves and stuff. He's like, I'm going to draw off of that. He goes, but I just want to keep hanging with my sister.
Good for him. Yeah. Good for them. Good for the parents, right? That they know the kids are at least looking out for each other out
there. Sure. And we'll be able to pay for college.
I can imagine the conversation dad gave to the brother. You watch your daughter, your sister.
Right.
I will. Oh,
she's my precious.
Right.
Well, I think half of her success is the production behind it.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Like, I mean, that's all. Her brother's obviously a genius as well. This song,
it's not
fine.
My favorite, but
whatever.
You know,
what's the name of that song you were just playing? I love that tune. Like It Like That?
No, that's another one. When the Party's Over.
Oh. All right, back to the list here. Lists. No, don't be. Please, feel free to... Kidding me? I just want to have a good convo. That's all. At number six is... this one. Uh-huh. Put this on.
All right.
I want to hear this. I like it like that. Oh, so good.
It is good.
God, this record is... It's so funny. Do you have it? I have it on in the background sometimes at home, and all of a sudden I find that I'm sucked into it. Some of it sucks. I don't like some of the effects that she puts on. Like, there's some that almost sound just overmodulated the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
But man, some of her choices where she goes melodically.
That's on purpose, though, right?
Oh, I'm sure. You know,
right?
But some of it, I'm just like, eh. But some of them have like this total undercurrent of jazz. Mm-hmm. They're beautiful. Really, just odd. Not like anything else.
Well,
I've heard.
Let's hope she grows from this.
Let's hope so.
And it
I would love to
better.
See. I'd love to see more from her.
I like this line here.
What'd she just say?
Hold me, friend, but keep me
call
close.
Me friend, but keep me closer. Oh. And then that background goes, call me back, which is like, you know, it's I don't know, contradictory of what she just said.
It's let me hear it again.
Hold on. All right, here it is. Let's back up a little bit.
What'd she just say?
And I'll call you when the party's over.
Huh.
We've all experienced that. Like, I hate this person, but I love her. Call her after the party.
It's, you know,
God,
what's crazy?
That's me and Darcy.
that's headphone music right there. Like, a lot of people aren't necessarily walking around. I guess people do actually walk around wearing headphones. Like, there are so little just ear tickles in her. You have to. It has to be quiet. And you
or
have to
in
listen
your car.
To
it. I blast it in my car.
Car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want my Bluetooth headphones all day, which is probably the reason why I'm going deaf.
Could be. Oh, man. I was just somewhere the other night, and I'm like, it was at the Johnny Mosley bingo thing. Mm. Like, ambient room noise cancels out all other noise for me. Like, I can't hear anything anyone is saying anymore. It's terrible. I think it's just having headphones on for 90% of my life cranked up. I blame you, Vinny. It's your voice.
Get out of here.
It's that volume knob, Sarah. Just use that volume knob there next to you.
It needs to be a certain volume. I can't. It needs to be a certain. Otherwise, I can't hear it. All right, back to the list. Maybe. Travis Scott is at number 6. Highest in the room. This was the number 1 song last week. It's fallen to number 6. Chris Brown, He Bites Chicks, is at number 5 with Drake. No Guidance. Bite your friends.
Shh.
Don't bite girls.
Everybody's getting held to a higher standard except this guy.
Yeah, apparently. He's the only one who doesn't have to. Jesus. Post Malone, Circles. That's at number 4. That's nice. Sounds so good. All right. At number 3 is I'm obsessed. Someone
with
you
Post
love.
Post Malone?
No.
Oh.
This is the Alice obsession.
I'm just
trying to get the buzzwords in there, Vinny.
Good job.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Right.
Louis Capaldi. Yeah, Someone You Love. Number 3.
I'm drooling.
Because you're so obsessed?
Salivating.
More music work days.
Daybreak in the nightfall.
A better mix of music and more of it.
Keep it on Alice all day. At number 2, this is also a former number 1, Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, Señorita. And
The rumors about these two seem to have died down, huh?
I haven't heard anything about them in
a
while.
They just went out there,
did
lit
a little
flame,
promotional
and then
tour, right? Yeah.
That's pretty savvy of them.
Sure, I'll make out with you for a while. It's fine. Let's go on a makeout tour.
Can't be that hard. They're both really good looking.
I get it, but they recognize that.
You know what would be great for this?
Let's put a match to this song.
Yeah. I'm just going to press pause on my other relationship and hook up with you real quick.
You understand, don't you? I'm making a couple $1 million for this. So.
Right. Yes. Honey, I'm going to be able to buy you fur coats and champagne. Is that what people want? I don't even know.
No. nowhere on the list I've made.
That's right. Vinny is out. It's like, no. When you call me Señorita.
Honestly, if someone gave you a mink coat.
No, I don't want a mink coat. I don't want a mink coat. I don't want a fur coat. Leather jacket I'll take, but a fur coat, I'm not doing it.
Right.
I don't know.
So, a mink coat
is cool.
Have you ever had one before?
A fur coat?
Yeah.
You had a rabbit coat when I was in 8th grade. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. It was like all little patches of rabbit.
So gross.
Felt so nice, though. I loved it.
No, it didn't. It felt bony, and you know it.
No, it didn't. Ew. It was all soft.
Bony.
There were no bones involved.
It's like, I know, but
made out of rabbit bones?
The stiffness. I've hugged plenty of girls with wearing those things in my day.
Because they were all like lashed together?
Yeah, all the different pieces. They had like the
yeah, okay, so there were,
thick,
you could feel the
thread.
Bumps. You could feel the bumps in them.
Ugh.
It didn't matter. It was so soft.
It was the cheap versions. Because those go for bank, so I assume that...
Rabbit fur?
Maybe they were cheap versions, but the ones that I'm familiar with, it's like, this rabbit had psoriasis. What's wrong with the...
It's like all scabby.
Ugh.
Feel my jacket. Ew. Feels bony. Oh boy, we listened to the whole song. And resuming the number one position after 1 week out of the number one spot. Got knocked out last week by the Travis Scott song, Lizzo's Back. Truth Hurts. Tell me it's in my face. There you go. There's your number one song in the country at this moment. Selena Gomez has a new song, and we're going to listen to a little of that right now.
How is she?
Let's see if it says anything about it. It's really not. This is just about her. She says, I want people to feel hope and know you'll come out the other side a stronger, better version of yourself. This is about a toxic relationship. So, like, she's still wallowing in that? Or
well,
is it just the song they recently bought for her?
What,
I don't know.
What we know, or I should say what I know of her, is that she seemed to be struggling emotionally or mentally. And I thought she was pulled out of business, basically.
Yeah,
to recuperate.
Well, she had a bunch of, she's had her issues.
Right. But I'm saying
emotionally
most recently
substance-wise.
And so she's back. So is she all right?
She got her friend's kidney off of her.
Yeah.
Well, in one of the verses she sings in this particular song, in 2 months you replaced us like it was easy.
Right.
Remember how he just like moved right on?
Yeah, cool. The Haley Ball. Well, yeah, but you know what? We're talking about Bieber, right?
Yeah.
They had been broken up for a long time and then got back together and they it looked like, oh my God, they're really doing this. And then he just split.
Yeah.
But that's the way that goes. I just mentioned the girl. I used to break up and get back together with that Darcy chick all the time. We were not good together.
Another of the lines is we'd always go into it blindly. I needed to lose you to find me. This dance, it was killing me softly. All right, this is it. The new Selena Gomez song. It's called Lose You to Love Me. Wait for the chorus before you do the double thumbs down.
I was shaking my head when the first word. No.
Yeah, where's the heart wants what it wants. Is this like the grown-up Selena Gomez?
I'm not That's grown-up.
I don't know. Yeah.
No.
I like a little pop singer.
Mm-hmm. That's teen drama.
Catchy little pop songs.
I don't like it.
Yeah, this is probably after Justin got married and she's bummed.
Yeah.
I'm out.
She says that the album's coming very soon. I don't have a date on it.
I wonder if the kids will love it.
Let's hope not. Well, they will because, right? I mean.
I don't know. Did you hear that?
I did. Yeah, but I never like anything the kids are going to like.
Yeah, you do. You like Billie Eilish. She's the biggest star going right now.
So good.
And you like some of the Taylor Swift, and she's the other biggest star going right now.
Taylor Swift is, that record's great.
She's good, that's why.
I'm surprised to hear myself say that, but it's really, really good.
So you do like stuff the kids like.
That last album, though?
That thing we just heard.
Yeah, that's
terrible. Jane's not adding that.
Jane?
Oh, no.
Let me know.
According to Page Six and some texters, Hailey Bieber responded to Selena Gomez's new song on her Instagram story.
What did she say?
She said she referenced a screenshot of Summer Walker's song "I'll Kill You" and posted it to her Instagram story shortly after Gomez released the track.
Oh, and people are saying that's "I'll Kill You."
Yeah, that's what the texters are saying.
I thought that Hailey Bieber and Selena Gomez were actually pretty good friends.
Well, that's why they were.
Hailey Bieber encouraged the whole relationship when they got back together recently, and then. He dumped her for, all that teen drama, Vinny.
Yeah.
Well, you would...
Although these are people in their mid to late 20s.
Yeah. Yeah, but...
My age group.
Stunted growth.
Yeah. Arrested Development. No question about it. I follow Bieber now on Instagram, so I keep seeing... It's so funny.
You follow Bieber?
I do. I started following Miley Cyrus this morning, too, because she's got her boobs out. She is hot. Plus, I want to see, I want to see the stuff.
What did you just say about Miley Cyrus exactly?
She's got her boobs. She's got a t-shirt on, like a tank top on, but it's like, there they are. I mean, it's like, I don't know if it's wet or it's just completely see-through.
You loved it.
I was like, I guess I'll just start following her.
Did you like it or not?
Yeah, she looks great.
You hit like.
Oh, I didn't like it.
She wears a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, I know. Then I started looking back. It is really, it's just a bunch of pictures of her. Yeah, it is hot. She looks good. There's like six different pictures.
She looks really good.
It's fantastic.
Oh, is there? I had to scroll.
Yeah, you gotta scroll through. Just going and going. Nice legs, too. Anywho, let me just end with this. Stop perving out on 22-year-old or whatever she is. Lil Nas X. Old Town Road.
Yeah.
Just reached diamond status, meaning it sold at least 10 million copies.
Which means, in some cases, that just means it played, and therefore he got pennies on the dollar.
It's the fastest song in history to do this. And I don't know if it's using the new metric. It has to be. No one's going out and buying actual singles, please. It was released this past December, so it took 11 months to reach 10 million copies. Earlier this year, as you know, it spent 19 weeks at number one, which is also a record. So congratulations, Lil Nas X. All right, that's it for the trash. What's coming up, Vincent?
Yellow traffic lights. We have controversy after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Right. 7:36. If you've never checked out the Looking Glass, make today the day. Go to RadioAlice.com/watch. That link takes you directly to the Looking Glass. You can just go to RadioAlice.com, type in Looking Glass in the search thing. I'm sure it pops right up. But the direct link, RadioAlice.com/watch. Check us out all day. It's live when we're live, and then throughout the rest of the day, it just loops away.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 40 years in the October sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru. And CarlsonSubaru.com. Here's what's happening.
Okay.
I don't have exactly when you'll be turned off today, but PG&E is planning to do some shutdowns due to the weather.
Mm.
We're going to, I think the heat wave peaks today, and we'll have some strong winds this afternoon into the evening hours.
Right. And they're going to be a little more judicious about it, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Which is good
more
news.
More selective. Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, it's not good news that anyone's losing power. It's, you know, but at least they're not just slamming down all the big red levers. Nope, none for any of you guys. Nice.
You got to give this guy credit.
All right.
He follows through. Who hasn't been upset by something and you're fired up? And then, due to the bureaucracy and the red tape and the traffic and all the things that can keep you from achieving any kind of hopeful...
You just give up.
Objective.
Forget it.
You get over it. You run out of steam and you realize, I got a job
and I got stuff to do. I got to feed my kids.
Right.
I got stuff to laundry.
There's a guy named Mats Jarlstrom.
Oh.
In Beaverton, Oregon. It's right near Portland.
Okay.
I know it well.
Beaverton sounds hot.
Back in 2013, he was furious.
Mm.
When his wife got a ticket from a red light camera. She got a ticket 0.12 seconds after the light switched from yellow to red, and he believes she didn't have enough time to make it through the intersection.
I thought as long as you were in the intersection when it turned yellow.
I thought it was when you turned red. Like if it's yellow and you get into the
intersection. Right, as long as you're in the intersection with the light still yellow, that you are okay.
She got a ticket. He looked into it, was furious. Mats is originally from Sweden, and he studied electrical engineering there. So
Mats
he went
Jarlsberg.
To the Oregon State Board of Examiners for Engineering and Land Surveying to argue that the yellow lights need to be extended.
Mm.
She did not have enough time to get through the yellow and got an illegally issued ticket. It's wrong.
What are they usually, 3 seconds?
I swear some of them are different.
They are 3.2 seconds.
Oh, that seems like enough time.
Anyway,
he
went to the Oregon State Board of Examiners for Engineering and Land Surveying, argued the yellow lights need to be extended, and they ignored him.
Oh.
In fact, they fined him $500 for not having a professional engineering license. They wanted to shut him down.
And then what happened?
Mats Jarlstrom wasn't having it. He pushed that to a federal judge who overturned that fine earlier this year. So the mission was back on. And now Mats has taken his proposal to the Institute of Transportation Engineers, which sets the official traffic light guidelines for 90 countries.
Oh.
This is Mats Jarlstrom of Beaverton, Oregon, is now at the Transportation Engineers, Institute of Transportation Engineers. He is proposing that based on modern roads and cars, it makes sense to extend yellow lights from 3.2 seconds to 4.5 seconds.
Hmm.
If they accept his proposal next year, yellow lights around the world could get longer.
This is very interesting.
Well, is it? Because I have a feeling there's a wife on the other end of this storyline who's like, Mats, would you let it go, dude? Pay the ticket and let's move on with our lives.
Maybe she really...
No.
Maybe she's really supportive.
No.
And she's like, no, honey, this is great.
No.
Yeah.
Sometimes people get a hair across their ass and they have got to see it through.
That's what I'm saying. On one hand, I give him credit. He's pushed this all the way. Like, who even... The Oregon State Board of Examiners for Engineering and Land Surveying.
Mats Jarlstrom.
I mean, this is a guy where the wife is on the...
You know what? Now he's famous.
She's in the other room going, Mats, can we just go to dinner, dude?
Or that's my husband.
We can go and fight. Yeah, that's what I'm
fighting
thinking.
My
right?
Fight.
She's like, yeah, that's right, baby.
Hey, you know what?
You go. Gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. We're not gonna take it anymore. What is this 3.2 seconds?
Do you have the Swedish version of that, Bryn? I mean,
really. We're not going to take it.
Let me see.
Can we just go to the smorgasbord?
What accent was that?
I don't know. I was trying to do Swedish, but
that was a mess.
Takes me as well. Sometimes they are. Hits and misses, man.
All right, kids, listen to this.
All right, I'm ready.
There's a 15-year-old girl in England named Taryn Everdeen.
Taryn Everdeen.
She recently sent a letter to her favorite author, a woman named Carolyn Meyer. Heard of her?
Isn't that the lady who wrote the Nancy Drew mysteries?
She writes young adult novels.
Oh, Carolyn Keene did the...
Carolyn Meyer.
I don't know. What's she written? I bet I've read some of her stuff.
I don't know. Look it up.
All right, I will.
Even though Taryn's a teenager and Carolyn's in her 80s...
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
They hit it off.
Oh.
And they ended up co-writing a book together.
How do you spell Carolyn Myers? Is it M-Y or...
M-E-Y-E-R.
M-E-Y. There's American author of novels.
Anything that you recognize. Is it me, God? Is it Margaret?
No, it's all
Margaret?
Queen
is it me?
Stuff, the bad queen.
Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret. That's what I was going
no,
for.
No, that's Judy Blume.
Oh, right.
It's all like, it looks like, it looks like all sort of kings and queens stuff.
Well, Taryn, the 15-year-old in England,
yeah,
wrote Carolyn Meyer.
Yeah.
It's her favorite author.
Yeah.
And even though Carolyn's in her 80s and Taryn is 15 and in England, they hit it off. Carolyn lives in New Mexico and was impressed with Taryn's creativity after she checked out some videos she'd posted on YouTube. She wrote her back and they started talking and they came up with an idea for a time travel book about a kid in modern day America and a girl in the 16th century England. Carolyn eventually invited Taryn to come stay with her for the summer and sort of be her mentor, and Taryn's parents said yes.
Huh.
This all happened over the course of a few years. Taryn's now 18 and Carolyn's 84, but they just finished their book.
Oh my God.
And now Carolyn's pitching it to her publisher.
Wow, a time travel book.
She says, it's probably the last book I'm ever going to write. I'm 84.
Oh.
So she's passing the torch
to
her young protege, Taryn.
And the girl's last name is Everdeen, which is, you know, like Katniss Everdeen. Isn't that Katniss's last name?
It is.
Yeah. It's a good last name. Solid. Everdeen. I love that story.
How do you like that?
I think it's great. Maybe I'll check out some Carolyn Meyer books.
I looked up the author. She's written 60 books.
Whoa.
Damn. That's a lot of books.
And she was born in 1932.
Are they, can you see if they're like, as I'm looking at them, they're all like, you know, Duchess of this, you know, Queen
she
Mary this.
Girl with a Camera, Diary of a Waitress.
Oh, so some of them are not.
Yeah. And Anastasia and Her Sisters is one series.
Oh. I think I've read that one.
Girl with... Did I already say that one?
I don't know.
We don't know.
No, Girl with a Brush and Canvas is her recent one.
Oh, Girl with a Brush. Boy.
What the...
Watching paint dry.
Dragon Tattoo one. Is that the one?
Yeah, no.
Here's a picture of the two of them.
Oh, look at them.
Oh, my
They're
God. That's so cute.
Cute.
They're just hugging. That's... You know, I just think that's a very... It's such a sweet story. Somebody reaches out and strikes a nerve and suddenly there's a friendship that blossoms from it. I think it's beautiful.
I don't know why I'm having...
Are you crying?
No, I was thinking an old lady wants to drink her blood so she can be young again. Oh. I don't know. I was just having this vampire thoughts. I'm like, the two of them hugging.
Let me suck some power out of you, lady. That's funny.
I just was having really negative thoughts there. I shouldn't have said that out loud. Sorry.
All right.
70% of Americans would love it if a robot could do all their chores and random tasks around the house, Rosie
and
the Jetsons.
Yes. Jesus.
Here are some of the things they would not let a robot do, though. Change your baby's diaper. It's one of them.
Well, I mean, how many babies do I have?
Make your family an entire dinner.
What's wrong with that? Why wouldn't you let that happen? Just like, you know, hey, Rosie, I'll be home at 6. Make sure there's a hot dinner on the table. Bitch.
Clean up after your dog.
Ro-bitch. What? She can't clean up after my dog?
I don't know. Maybe they don't think the dog would do a good enough job. The robot would do a good enough job. Drive your kids to school.
We're
going to have automated cars doing that
fully
soon
letting
enough.
That happen.
The thing that, and it's not on the list, the thing I wouldn't
Bang
want a robot
husband,
to do
no
is
problem.
Shave me.
Oh, why not? They'd be precision.
Wouldn't be, and I'd be cut right along the throat.
Well, why don't you let him shave your leg for you first? That seems to be your thing.
You had to go there.
Well, you know, you brought up shaving. I can't think of one thing I wouldn't let a robot do for me. It's great. Carry me, you know.
Cleaning the bathroom, folding clothes, making your bed.
They're saying that they wouldn't let them do it.
They wouldn't let them do it. They don't want to let a robot do these things. Wash the dishes.
They just don't want a robot. That's what it comes to. So there's people who do want a robot, and I want it to do all those things.
It sounds like all the chores, yeah.
Yeah, that's just silly.
They still wouldn't let a robot do.
The bitch can carry me down the street. I'd be like, oh, I'm so tired of walking. Just carry me.
Wake me up
when we get there.
If I could get the robot to do it the way I want, I would love it.
Yeah. Why couldn't you get it to
One
do
of the
what
issues
want?
I have with anyone who's cleaning in my house... Like, this could be the missus, too. You can't be cleaning the toilet and with those same hands go make the bed. Like, you got to wash your hands or wear gloves. Like, right. I'm not into someone who's just cleaned the shower floor and now walks out and put your pillowcase on.
They were using soap.
Right. No, but the gloves are contaminated now.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
They're making the bed with the gloves on?
Well, that's what I'm trying to make sure doesn't happen. Mm. That's my point.
Yeah, it's the same thing as like the guy at the restaurant who's counting the money and making the food.
Right. The money's filthy.
Same guy does that?
Well, sometimes.
They should at least change their gloves or take them off and count the money. They put gloves on.
Why is this such a... You and your...
I'm just confused by
I've done that and it hasn't killed me yet.
Yeah, well, it hasn't. I mean, I feel like I'm using soap when I'm doing those things.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, so my hands are soapy.
But you were still in the toilet and on the...
Well, I wasn't in the toilet, please. Come on.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. The person who did the toilet needs to take those gloves off.
So you're saying I should stand there and be like, hey.
No,
you know,
I'm saying me and my robot have a conversation and I say.
Well, you can tell your robot. The robot will take directives from you. I mean, it's a robot.
Right.
So you let it know that you want it to constantly wash its prehensile, whatever it uses for hands.
Just do the bed first before you do the toilet. Mm.
Do the toilet last.
That's what I'm trying to say.
And then go run yourself through the robot car wash that we have set up for you in the backyard.
Just trying That's to tell
fine.
You that
Don't
I
worry.
Have my own issues
I wonder
with the
if you
way
could
things
even,
get
if
done.
If they could sterilize it, like they could actually put their hands in boiling water, sterilize them, and then between each task, I mean, if that's what you need, your house could be completely sterile. There's nothing I wouldn't let a robot do for me. Nothing.
Oh, you
Yeah, there is.
What?
You'd let a robot groom you?
Sure. I mean, please. I'll just lay there and groom away.
Please you?
No, I don't care about that at all. Please John, though. Go ahead. Have fun. Have fun with Rosie. She's really good at it, I hear.
Oh, yeah.
Here, honey, there's a whole adult programming side on this.
This is pretty sad as parents these days struggle with how much screen time can your kid have, except that they don't think about their own screen time. We see it.
Right.
I'm sure you've seen it.
Yeah.
Half of kids have asked their parents, please put your phone down.
I'm sure that it's even more than half. I mean, how many times have you just been like, oh, give me 1 minute.
A new survey of parents with kids between 5 and 18 years old, half of them say their kids have actually come up to them and say, please put your phone down.
Yeah. I want to have an interaction with you.
And 69% of parents admit it was hard They feel, quote, addicted to their phone. Mm.
Yeah, we're not immune from it just because we're not kids. In fact, if anything, because there's no one telling us what to do, we just do it anytime we want.
Well, I've had to take steps with my own phone. I've removed most of the apps, and even like the Instagram app is the one that I almost always just open. I can pick up my phone and I open it.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the world doing today?
Mm-hmm.
And so I've moved the app into a, it's not front and center, it's in a separate spot. I got to go find it and so I don't open it as knee-jerk as much anymore.
Right.
It's removed that instant.
That's good.
Well, but that's, I had to do that in order to control myself because I'm.
Well, maybe you'll be one of the people that the kid never goes, yeah, my dad had his nose stuck in his phone the whole day.
I hope
I'm
not.
I'm sure he was a great guy. I never really got to talk to him. I mean, I used to instant message him. You know, I'd message him on Instagram and then he'd be like, oh, fun, I'm talking to my daughter.
Survey also found parents spend an average of 2 hours and 41 minutes per day hanging with their kids and 2 hours and 17 minutes on their phone. Mm.
Well, mostly I do all my email on there.
You know, on your phone?
I do. I hardly ever go to my computer anymore.
Really?
In the morning I'll look, you know, just like sort of scan. But for the most part, I'll just pick it up, see if I have an email, answer those.
Do you do banking on your phone?
I do.
What?
Yeah. I can deposit checks by taking photos of them, and I mean, I do everything on my phone.
Look at you go. What are you, a millennial?
No, I just take advantage of the stuff as it comes. I like it. I can move money. I can do whatever I want. I'm free on the internet.
I can move money, too. I got a PayPal. Let me move some money to you.
All right, do it. How much?
A penny?
50 bucks?
No, you can't have 50 bucks. Please. The way you work, you don't need no money. You walk out of here and right into another podcast. You lunatic.
If I'm not doing that,
I'm
making purses.
And then from the podcast, you're making purses.
Yeah. Getting ready for Christmas over there.
You got like five jobs.
I know. It's ridiculous.
You give me some money.
No, I'm not giving you any money.
All right, then. Well, fine.
You're the one bragging about moving money to my account. Let's see what you can do. Sure, you can do a penny, but can you do 50 bucks?
Text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
I'm ready.
Vinny, I just completed first aid training through the Red Cross at work. I'm not a surfer, but I could at least help those in need. That's great.
Yeah.
And it's good to know that
everybody
you're
should take those quick courses, you know, just to give you a little edge. Maybe help somebody.
Nature is the premier scientific research journal where all new discoveries are disseminated.
Nature
is in the story that I handed you to bring to your boy.
About quantum computing.
Something Google just did.
A quantum computer solved a problem in minutes that would have taken the traditional supercomputer 1,000 years to solve. Or more than 1,000 years.
Right.
Quantum computing.
And most of us think supercomputers are outdated. Somehow, the supercomputer has become old school.
It's quantum now, whatever the hell that is.
You know what's trippy?
What?
I have access to people who work in tech. Uh-huh. I don't want to name any names.
Well, you're married to tech.
I don't know anything about what you just said, but my point is I have heard conversations where people are like, that's dinosaur crap. And they're talking about a 20-year-old company.
Mm.
You just go.
Right.
Oh, my God.
If it didn't happen yesterday, it's not happening. It's crazy.
And when you think about it, Yahoo's gone.
Oh, yeah.
There's an example of.
It's been going for a while.
Oh, boy. Actually, you know what? Now that I hear that laugh, she's kind of stayed. Like, I guess she just.
Well, she took her kajillion-dollar payout, and now she's raising her twins.
Good for her.
I'm being a mom now. Everything's fine. Don't worry about me. I have my own private island. Marissa Mayer?
Yeah. Good job.
Thank you.
His name is Vision, and he's dating Scarlet Witch.
Okay, thanks. Don't be so mean about it.
Maybe
it's just your inflection on that. She was being fine about it.
That's how I see those things sometimes. I can't help but feel
the word dummy can remain silent.
Man, that's a little spicy.
Mm.
Wanda
Seems
Maximoff.
Vision dummy. Wanda what?
Maximoff.
Okay, here you go.
And Scarlet Witch.
With all the questions you guys have about movies and TV, you'd think by now one of you would have bookmarked IMDb.
Well, I type it pretty
fast. Listen, you don't need to be so mean about stuff. Yeah. We're just trying.
I actually really enjoy when we're all trying to figure something out, and it just devolves into this conversation. It's just like anybody's conversation. Like, you never had that conversation? What, do you have it IMDb bookmarked on your thing? So when it comes up at lunch, you can be the person who snootily pulls it up and goes, no, you guys.
We figured it out.
Yeah.
It took us a minute.
What is your problem?
Really wasn't what we were going for, but we figured all of it out.
707 says, Vincent, enough about JM. You're starting to sound a little jealous. Not a good look.
Who's JM?
I assume it's Johnny Mosley.
Oh, I guess, yeah.
I'm just trying to pump him up.
Pump up the volume.
Yeah, I'm not jealous of him at all. He's earned everything he's got.
Right.
He's worked hard.
What do the
kids call that? Game recognizing game. I like the guy.
Mm. Nice, man. Nice.
Right?
Yep.
I'm not jealous, though. He's got his thing.
He does.
I got my thing.
Yeah. You think you could outsurf him?
Outsurf Johnny Mosley?
Yeah. Isn't that the whole thing? What is his thing? I'm better than you?
Yeah.
Hey, you're Johnny Mosley. I'm better than you. Or something. Like,
I'm so much better than you.
It's some, like, thing that all the athletes say to each other. And even people who aren't athletes. It's like a way of getting somebody.
I don't know this.
It's like some kind of underground joke. Like, people will say... on your Instagram, like, oh, wow, that's a cool thing. You know, I'm better than you. Maybe hashtag I'm better than you or something.
No, they say it's your face. They go, oh, are you Johnny Mosley? Oh, yeah, I'm so much better than you.
Yeah.
And then you get points for something.
Right.
And you win something.
This is real life?
Yeah,
uh-huh, it is real life.
It's a real thing.
So when they run into you on
what are you guys even talking about?
I don't know. You have to ask Johnny about it. He told us and we're like, what?
Is this from his podcast?
No, this is just from his life, from the real life. This is a thing, apparently, that people do to each other. You got to remember to do that. Next time you see Johnny Mosley, be like, I'm better than you. And he'll laugh and you'll get points. Points that count toward what? I don't know.
I forget what it's for, but it's toward something.
Can I enter him at the gas pump, at the Chevron, and get a discounted
five,
rate?
20 cents
off the dollar. Yeah.
I don't know this, whatever you're talking about.
Some new thing. All right, coming up in the trash, we're going to start with Star Wars. We're going to get to Jennifer Aniston, because, oh my gosh,
right.
She's great. Plus Thunder Force. Tell you all about that after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.